ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 5, Frustration of Daksha's Sacrifice, containing 26 verses. Virabhadra kills Daksha. Maitreya then said, when Lord Shiva heard from Narada Muni that his wife Sati was now dead because of Prajapati Daksha's insult to her, and that his soldiers had been driven away by the Vibhu demigods, Lord Shiva became greatly angry. Being thus extremely angry, Lord Shiva pressed his lips with his teeth and immediately snatched from his head a strand of hair which blazed like tadit, electricity, or vani, fire. Shiva stood up at once, laughing like a madman, and dashed the hair to the ground. Then, a fearful black demon, as high as the sky, and as bright as three suns combined, was thereby created, his teeth very fearful, and the hairs on his head like burning fire. The demon had thousands of arms equipped with various weapons, and he was garlanded with the heads of men. And when that gigantic demon asked with folded hands, oh, what shall I do, my lord? Lord Shiva, who is known as Bhutanatha, directly ordered, oh Rudra, because you are born from my body, you are the chief of all my associates. Therefore, O you who are expert in battle, kill Daksha and his soldiers at the sacrifice. Maitreya then said, my dear Vidura, that black person was the personified anger of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was prepared to execute the orders of Lord Shiva. Considering himself thus capable of coping with any power offered against him, Virabhadra circumambulated Lord Shiva. Virabhadra was Asanga Rangasa, empowered by Lord Shiva with that which cannot be opposed. And many other soldiers of Lord Shiva followed this fierce personality in a tumultuous uproar. Virabhadra carried a shulam, a great trident, fearful enough to kill even death, and on his legs Virabhadra wore bangles which seemed to roar. At that time, all the persons assembled in the sacrificial arena, namely the priests, the chief of the sacrificial performance, and the brahmanas and their wives, all wondered where the sudden darkness was coming from. Later, they could understand that it was a dust storm, and all of them were now full of anxiety. Conjecturing on the origin of the storm, they said, there is no wind blowing, and no cows are passing, nor is it possible that this dust storm could be raised by plunderers, for there is still the strong King Barhi who would punish them. So where is this dust storm blowing from? Is the dissolution of the planet now to occur? Prasuti, the wife of Daksha, along with the other women assembled, became very anxious and said, this danger has been created by Daksha because of the death of Sati, who, even though completely innocent, quit her body as her sisters looked on. For at the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered, and he pierces the rulers of the different directions with his trident. Shiva laughs and dances proudly, scattering the ruler's hands like flags, just as thunder scatters the clouds all over the world. Maitreya continued, "This gigantic black man bared his fearful teeth, and by the movements of his eyebrows, Virabhadra scattered the luminaries all over the sky, covering them with his strong, piercing effulgence. Because of the misbehavior of Daksha, even Lord Brahma, Daksha's own father, could not have been saved from the great exhibition of anger. And while all the people talked among themselves, Daksha saw dangerous omens from all sides, from the earth and from the sky. My dear Vidura, all the followers of Lord Shiva surrounded the arena of sacrifice. They were of short stature and were equipped with various kinds of weapons. Their bodies appeared to be like those of sharks, blackish and yellowish. They ran all around the sacrificial arena and thus began to create disturbances. Some of the soldiers pulled down the pillars which were supporting the pandal of the sacrifice. Some of them entered the female quarters. Some began destroying the sacrificial arena, and some entered the kitchen and the residential quarters. They broke all the pots made for use in the sacrifice, and some of them began to extinguish the sacrificial fire itself. Some tore down the boundary line of the sacrificial arena, and some passed urine on the arena. Some blocked the way of the fleeing sages, some threatened the women assembled there, and some arrested the demigods who were fleeing the pandal. Maniman, one of the followers of Lord Shiva, arrested Bhrigu Muni, and Virabhadra, the black demon, arrested Prajapati Daksha. Another follower, who was named Chandesh, arrested Pusha, and Nandishwar arrested the demigod Bhaga. There was a continuous shower of stones, and all the priests and other members assembled at the sacrifice were put into immense misery. For fear of their lives, they dispersed in different directions. Virabhadra tore off the mustache of Bhrigu, who was offering the sacrificial oblations with his hands in the fire. Then Virabhadra immediately caught Bhaga, who had been moving his eyebrows during Bhrigu's cursing of Lord Shiva, and out of great anger, Virabhadra thrust Bhaga to the ground, forcibly putting out his eyes. Just as Lord Baladeva knocked out the teeth of the king of Kalinga during the gambling match at the marriage ceremony of Aniruddha, Virabhadra knocked out the teeth of both Daksha and Pusha. Daksha had shown his teeth while cursing Lord Shiva, and Pusha showed his teeth by smiling sympathetically. Then Triambaka, the giant-like personality, Virabhadra, with three eyes, sat on the chest of Daksha and tried to separate his head from his body with sharp weapons, but Virabhadra was unsuccessful. Virabhadra tried to cut the head of Daksha with hymns as well as weapons, but still it was hard to cut even the surface of the skin of Daksha's head. Thus, Virabhadra was exceedingly bewildered. Then Virabhadra saw the wooden device in the sacrificial arena by which the animals were to have been killed. Now, Virabhadra took the opportunity of this facility to behead Daksha. Upon seeing the action of Virabhadra, the party of Lord Shiva was pleased and cried out joyfully. And all the bhutas, ghosts, and demons who had come made a tumultuous sound. On the other hand, the brahmanas in charge of the sacrifice cried out in grief at the death of Daksha. Virabhadra then took the head and with great anger threw it into the southern side of the sacrificial fire, offering it as an oblation. In this way, the followers of Lord Shiva devastated all the arrangements for sacrifice. And after setting fire to the whole arena, they departed for their master's abode, Kailas. Recorded August 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Vipale Janama Goainu. Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. Janiya Shunya Visha Kainu. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Golokera Prema Dhana, Hari Nama Shankirtana, Golokera Prema Dhana, Hari Nama Shankirtana. Ratina Janilo Kane Tai Sanshada Vishana Le Jibanishi Yajwale Juraite Na Oinu Upai. Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Brajendra Nandana Jai, Shachi Suta Hoilo She, Brajendra Nandana Jai, Shachi Suta Hoilo She. Balaram hoilo nitai, Balaram hoilo nitai, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Goda Hari, Goda Hari Jaya. Goda Hari, Nitai Goranga, Goda Hari, Hina Hina, Jata Chilo, Hari Name, Udharilo, Tara Shakshi, Jagai Madhai. Tara Shakshi Jagai Madhai Hari. Hari, 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 Hari. Haha, Prabhu Nanda Sutta, Vrishabhanu Sutta Jutta, Koruna Karoho, E Baro, Narottama Dasa Koi, Natheli Ho Ranga Pai, Toma Bine, Ke Ache Amar Hari Hari Deepale Janama Goinayanu Hari Hari Deepale Janama Goinayanu Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhu Sodhana Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hari Haraye Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Lord Hari, uselessly I have spent my life, having obtained a human birth, and not having worshipped Radha and Krishna, knowingly I have drunk poison. The treasure of divine love, found exclusively in Goloka Vrindavan, has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. So why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Oh, day and night, my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. However, Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braja, became the son of Sachi Devi in the form of Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nittai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The evidence of this are the two sinners, Jagai and Madhai. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, you are accompanied by the daughter of Rishabhanu, Radhika. So please, be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you?